It's Wednesday, January 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, suspected Al-Shabaab Muslim militants killed 6 Christians in Kenya. Pastor Stephen Silla of a local church told International Christian Concern, quote, "It is an ugly sight of people's bodies lying dead and houses smoking with fire. This is undeniably an awful terrorist attack," end quote. The militants torched 7 homes in the Christian village, leaving 6 people shot, beheaded, or burned beyond recognition. In recent years, the Somalia-based Muslim terrorist group has carried out attacks at the beginning of each year. The Wall Street Journal reports that China is increasing its infertility centers while closing abortion mills in a desperate attempt to raise its fertility rate back to replacement levels. However, decades of China's one-child policy have left fewer women of childbearing age, as well as a new generation, less interested in marriage or family. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Meanwhile, in Europe, Hungary is working to bring its birth rate to replacement levels by 2030. The country logged a rate of 1.59 last year, the highest in 27 years. For a decade, Prime Minister Viktor Orban has worked to implement pro-family policies based on Christian values. Worldometer reports the murder of unborn babies was the leading cause of death last year. In 2021, there were 42.6 million abortions worldwide, accounting for 42% of deaths. The topic of COVID-19 deaths covered the news last year, as 5.4 million people reportedly died from it. Based on those numbers, abortion killed nearly 8 times as many people as COVID-19 did. However, headlines had little to say about the staggering murder of unborn children. California pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church issued an open letter to fellow pastors last week. MacArthur called on pastors to stand with the church in Canada by preaching about biblical sexual morality on Sunday, January 16th. Pastors across Canada will be preaching on God's design for marriage and sexuality that day illegally. Pastor James Coates of Grace Life Church in Alberta said the government passed a bill banning conversion therapy, which goes into effect next week. The bill comes directly against those who would, quote, "seek to offer biblical counsel with respect to sexual immorality and gender," end quote. On Monday, a U.S. District Court judge in Texas issued a preliminary injunction against the U.S. Navy's COVID-19 shot mandate. Represented by First Liberty Institute, 35 U.S. Navy personnel filed the lawsuit, which includes 26 Navy SEALs. Plaintiffs argue the mandate violates their religious liberty rights. Judge Reed O'Connor said the Navy is not protecting religious liberty, writing, quote, "There is no COVID-19 exception to the First Amendment. There is no military exclusion from our Constitution," end quote. Appearing on Fox News, First Liberty General Counsel and Afghan War veteran Michael Berry called the military's behavior a form of religious hostility.
When the military allows hundreds, possibly thousands of medical exemptions, administrative exemptions, but doesn't grant a single religious exemption, that is just blatant religious hostility. It's unconstitutional. It violates federal law. We're thrilled that the court agreed with us and ruled against the Navy and against the Department of Defense.
After a year dominated by shutdowns, mandates, inflation, and shortages, a majority of U.S. adults say they are fearful for what the year 2022 holds in store for America and the world. The Axios poll found that 30% of adults are also more fearful about what 2022 holds in store for themselves. 35% are tired of hearing COVID-19 news, and 50% expect a bad economic year. Lamentations 3, verses 25 and 26 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." And finally, the U.S. Marshals Service recovered five missing and endangered teenage girls in the New Orleans area between October and December. The months-long operation also led to the arrest of 30 individuals, 17 of which were for felony sex offender violations. Two of the rescued girls were sisters, aged 15 and 16. Marshals recovered them from an apartment in Baton Rouge. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, January 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.